At 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 53 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast is calling for it to be mostly sunny and windy today, with a high near 78 and winds out of the south at 15 to 30 miles per hour. In the news this hour, a Georgia man has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in the death of his former roommate in Iowa. The Fort Dodge Messenger reports 54-year-old John Green of Blairsville, Georgia, made the written plea on Thursday. Green is accused of killing 58-year-old Mark Koster of Sac City. Koster's skeletal remains were found buried in the basement of his house in 2012. Police say that Green briefly lived with Koster in 2009. His relatives say that they last saw Koster that year and he was reported missing in 2010. Green was arrested in Florida in March. He was being held at the Sac County Jail without bond. Iowa Secretary of State and Republican candidate for Congress Matt Schultz on Friday announced a 12-stop tour through Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. The tour will take place April 22nd and 23rd, and during the tour, Schultz will be meeting with voters throughout the district, listening to their concerns and talking about his vision to fix Washington, D.C. The tour, which is open to the public, will begin in Perry on the morning of the 22nd and will end the day with a meet and greet in Council Bluffs, where Schultz lived and served as city councilman for 5 years. Schultz will then travel through the southern part of Iowa's 3rd Congressional District, ending the tour in Indianola on the evening of the 23rd. Now, among his stops during the trip on Tuesday, April 22nd, is the Pint at the Hilltop Diner in Guthrie Center that begins at 9:30, the Downtowner Cafe here in Atlantic at 11:30, and the Fountain Perk in Red Oak at 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Schultz will also be at the Gridiron Garage in Glenwood at 3 p.m. on Tuesday, and again, he'll conclude the day's stops with a visit to Barley's Bar in Council Bluffs at 5:30. Then on Wednesday, April 23rd, Matt Schultz will be at the Garrison Coffee House in Clarinda beginning at 8 a.m. From there, he travels to Bedford for a 10 a.m. visit to the Junction Cafe, and then is on to Corning for an 11:45 a.m. stop at Kay's Cafe. Schultz's journey brings him next to Creston for an 11:30 a.m. stop Wednesday at the Garden Cafe and Coffee Shop. And from there, it's on to the North Side Cafe in Winterset, where Schultz will meet with the public at 3 p.m. And his day concludes in Indianola. As the end of the legislative session draws near, Iowa Governor Terry Branstad is pushing lawmakers to keep some of his priorities in mind. Before the session began in January, Branstad focused on 4 priorities: reducing bullying in schools, expanding programs for veterans, extending broadband and internet access to rural Iowans, and increasing funding for apprenticeships. All of those efforts remain alive, but none has been approved, and time could be running out. Senate and House leaders say adjournment could come next week, meaning that lawmakers must work quickly if the proposals are going to be approved and then sent to the governor. Branstad says he remains hopeful. Civil rights groups are planning a hearing to consider how to improve elections administration and expand access to voting in Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. A coalition calling itself the National Commission on Voting Rights will hear hours of testimony Monday at the University of Missouri at Kansas City School of Law. The group is holding a similar event around the country to learn about challenges, successes, and opportunities for reform in all aspects of policies related to voting. The information will be consolidated into reports that will be shared with members of Congress and state activists. Community leaders, election officials, and voting rights advocates are expected to be among those who testify on issues ranging from the locations of the polling places to how to improve voting access for individuals with disabilities. Authorities say an escaped prisoner captured in central Iowa Friday was found under a house porch. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said 37-year-old Kenny Bavard was found Friday hiding under a residence in Prohl, which is a small community just south of Des Moines. Authorities say Bavard suffered minor injuries from resisting a canine used to bring him out. He was treated and taken to the Polk County Jail, and several charges are pending. Another individual, 41-year-old Casey Joe Rissius, was arrested and faces charges for allegedly aiding and abetting Bavard. Authorities say Bavard was being driven on Thursday to Adel in adjacent Dallas County for a court hearing. He escaped handcuffed from a Dallas County sheriff's vehicle when that vehicle came to a stop in traffic. Authorities say a man killed in a standoff in Iowa Falls was armed with several weapons. The Department of Public Safety says 25-year-old Leighton Fitz walked outside of a private house Thursday with weapons and a bulletproof vest. He's accused of disobeying orders and reaching for a weapon. Authorities say that's when several officers opened fire and shot at Fritz. Three officers of the Department of Public Safety and two from the Iowa Falls Police Department were involved in the shooting, and they are on administrative leave pending the investigation outcome, which is a standard procedure. Authorities say they later found multiple loaded weapons and a gas mask inside the home. There were also threats towards officers posted on Fritz's Facebook page. The Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner is conducting an autopsy. Well, Microsoft has been identified as the company behind another big economic development project in West Des Moines. The company will build a $1.1 billion data center on a 154-acre site in Polk County. Governor Terry Branstad was in West Des Moines Friday for the announcement, which was made shortly after the Iowa Economic Development Authority approved just over $20 million in sales tax rebates for the project.
Iowa has been very fortunate the last few years to have numerous economic development projects worth over $1 billion. Facebook, MidAmerican Energy's wind farm, CF Industries, and Iowa Fertilizer, all located here in Iowa, projects of over $1 billion.
Microsoft already has a data center in West Des Moines, so the company's total investment in the area will now reach nearly $2 billion.
And that is an all-time record. We had 1.9 with MidAmerican Energy, And now we have a new record. So, Mayor, West Des Moines, congratulations.
The city of West Des Moines has promised $53 million in infrastructure improvements to accommodate the site. Mayor Steve Gehr says it's well worth the investment.
The economic impact of this project alone, when it's fully developed, will be over $8 million a year in property taxes to the city, the county, and the school district.
Polk County Supervisor Angela Connolly said the data center will be huge, covering a space comparable to roughly 20 football fields.
The project will firmly establish Central Iowa as one of the country's leading technology environments, and with the addition of over 80 jobs, will certainly bring new talent to our community.
Microsoft officials have pledged the project will eventually create 84 jobs, most of which will pay a wage of at least $24.32 an hour. Construction on the project is expected to start this spring. And many Iowans will celebrate Easter this weekend by dunking eggs in colored dye and hiding them for young ones to find and place in their baskets. Katie Coyle, a spokeswoman for the Iowa Poultry Association, says it's one of the busiest weekends of the year for Iowa's egg producers.
We see an increase in egg sales during this time of year because people are decorating with Easter eggs. And so when people are out purchasing their groceries, we always say grab an extra dozen.
Coyle says Easter is also the kickoff leading into May, which is National Egg Month. Iowa egg producers have some 60 million laying hens, producing nearly 15 billion eggs each year. Iowa is the nation's number one egg producer, she says, by far.
Just hands down, there really isn't any competition. The number two and three states, they still don't produce as many eggs as Iowa combined. So it's a great month for us to really get out the message about eggs and the importance of them and the importance of them to the Iowa economy.
Iowa's egg industry contributes about $2 billion in total sales to the state's economy and is responsible for nearly 8,000 jobs. Coyle says that eggs are very nutritious and are basically a multivitamin in a shell. Finally, in state news, state officials have approved tax credits for developers to reopen a long-closed meatpacking plant in Tama that would eventually employ about 600 workers. The Iowa Economic Development Authority Board approved $4 million in tax credits to Iowa Premium Beef on Friday. To receive the incentives, the company must create the jobs and offer a wage of $15.42 an hour to 120 employees. The Des Moines Register reports the facility, which was shuttered back in 2000, will help to process black Angus beef for food service, retail, and international customers. Production is expected to begin in the fall. The company behind the proposed $48 million project is made up of a group of investors. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, a senior prosecutor says that the third mate was navigating a South Korean ferry through tricky waters for the first time before that vessel capsized. The mate, another crew member, and the captain are in custody. The captain is suspected of negligence and abandoning people in need. Some 270 people are still missing and presumed dead, trapped inside the ship. Three more bodies have been recovered from the water, bringing the official death toll to 32. A robotic submarine is in mission number 7 of the underwater search for a missing Malaysian airliner and is expected to finish the current search grid within a week. The Search Coordination Center says the Bluefin 21 has come up empty so far. A Malaysian official has asked for prayers that some clue will be found. Searchers on Mount Everest are keeping up efforts to recover three Sherpa guides still missing in an avalanche. The weather is good but could deteriorate. A 13th body recovered today. The Sherpas were preparing the route for next month's climbing season. That is a check of the news here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.